17 suspects have been arrested in the killing of Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse. President Moïse was assassinated, his wife injured, during an attack on their private residence Wednesday morning. The investigation is ongoing, but so far it appears many of the assailants came from outside Haiti. Well, here to tell us more about what is known and what is not is Kesner Farrell. He's an economist and radio host based in Port-au-Prince, and he's on the line from there now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for the invitation.
Okay, so update us on what we know. Are Haitian National Police are still looking for people who may have been involved in this assassination?
I think for the public opinion, we are completely in the uncertain time. We don't know exactly what's going on because it's difficult to believe that one president in his residency doesn't have the basic security. And from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, there was no intervention from the national police. Everybody's stunned. For the last 3 days, people just stay home because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Is it clear who is running the country at this point? With the president dead, is it clear who is in charge?
We have now two prime ministers,
yeah,
fighting for the post. And now the opposition and some powerful group in the civil society said they didn't accept how the current prime minister was running the country right now. Great confusion. As an economist, it's really bad because in 2019 fiscal year, the economy contracted by almost 2%. Last year, because of the COVID, we contracted by almost 4%. And we are right now in the hurricane season. We might have a situation for 3 years we got contraction of the gross domestic product. More than 4 million people are having difficulty to eat. So I can tell you what we're living right now in this country is not even what we got in the earthquake in 2010. Oh. It's worse than that because we got more than 11 million people. And in Port-au-Prince, we're talking about like 2 million people living in very difficult situations.
You're describing a country that's in so many crises at once, a political crisis, an economic crisis, a public health crisis with COVID.
You got it. And now we're having another crisis in the crisis because the killing, the assassination of Mr. Moïse doesn't solve the problems. As you ask the question, we have two prime ministers. So you don't even know on Monday who is going to run this country.
I'll just explain for people trying to keep up. There's the interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, who says he's taken command. But 2 days before he was killed, President Moïse had appointed a new prime minister, Ariel Henry, and he says he's the rightful prime minister. I mean, how unstable do things feel? Do you feel safe?
No, not at all. Before, we didn't fix it because of the gangs. And now, we don't know who is running the country. And I'm telling you, every day passing by, we're going to have the opposition people putting pressure on the interim prime minister to let the government. So it might be more difficult in the next 3 days, not to say a few weeks, what's going to happen in this country.
Kesner Farrell, economist and radio host based in Port-au-Prince, speaking to us from a Port-au-Prince that, as you heard, is reeling in the aftermath of the assassination this week of the president. Mr. Farrell, thank you, and stay safe.
Sure, thank you.